First of all, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much for a wonderful one.
I really stayed up all night last night cooking, so I just want you to all know that. So if I'm sleeping a little bit, you know why.
Oh, today's different.
All right, we have a new amendment number one that I allowed Mr. Rodriguez to put it before us because of the fact that it was sent October 3rd. It's regarding the Walkill River Watershed Alliance, and they're asking for amount of
$5,000.
So, Mr. Rodriguez, you're going to be the only one speaking today regarding resolution because it's a late resolution. But if you want to say a couple words.
I will attempt to be brief, and you'll stop me if I'm not. So, I hope all the documentation is actually in here, including the letter that was sent by Mr. West. Apparently, it's not. But that said, the Walkill Rivershed Watershed Alliance.
Hector, has been active. One second, please. Just we need a second on the amendment to proceed.
I'll second it.
Okay, go on.
Thank you. So this organization has been in existence for about, give or take, about 7 months, but they've already gotten together approximately 50 to 60 volunteers, all the way from down in Walkill, the town of Walkill, although they do have a few folks down in Shagum as well. With the goal of trying to clean up the Walkill River. And this has been sort of one of these things that's been, it's been ongoing for those of us in the South for a long time in terms of just, you know, it's this great resource that we really can't maximize enough. There was supposed to be there's a letter that goes into it as well. That's actually just the budget that's included in our packets. But the long and the short of it is they've actually gotten volunteers together to actually look four areas where they've actually got pollution into the river. They actually have an entire kayak brigade. They've actually gotten a local scientist actually working on some of the potential solutions for cleaning the river. They very much understand that this is going to be a very long process because the Walkill's been polluted for a very, very long time. But what they're asking for right now is seed money. They've actually gotten a commitment from the town of New Paltz. I believe they're actually getting other commitments as we speak. And so I have at least put in for a portion of the funding for this organization.
The actual amendment quotes the letter verbatim.
Does it actually have that? There was a thing in there.
Yeah.
Any questions? This is with the letter I saw of Hector, that it was part of it's part of this packet, if I'm not mistaken. Basically, they have a budget of what they're doing, what they need the money for. They're asking for municipalities for donations and also for any individuals who'd like to donate, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Question becomes, are they a 503?
501c3? I believe so, but I don't have that in front of me, so.
Yeah, the contract would be required, yes.
Yeah, so I mean, we can make it clearly contingent upon them. We're not going to be providing them funding if they're not a 501c3. But I believe it was actually put in and it should be in process.
Any comments? James?
Just a question, Hector. Maybe you can, for the chair, Hector. They're just going to be looking for pollution, or are they going to be trying to remove, trees, debris, where I'm going?
Yeah.
Do they need permitting to do that?
To the best of my knowledge, they are not. They're not going. They're not crossing that line of going into people's, private property or anything like that. This is like identifying, for example, points of pollution. So, for example, if you head down, and I'll just use my own municipality, for example, you'll find sometimes by the boat launches, you've got people, leaving debris or leaving things, at certain times or that kind of thing. There are certain times of the day even where you've got, certain runoff, sort of happening, but they're not. They are not going and crossing any lines in terms of private property or anything like that.
Don?
Question through the chair.
Yep.
Are they going to be required to get permits from the DEC? Is there going to be regulations that they're going to have to abide by?
No. The purpose of the organization very specifically is, again, you know, think of it kind of like what Riverkeeper does, right? Without the lawsuits or without any kind of, you know, that component of it, right? You know, Riverkeeper's not going out there and, you know, clearing debris or getting permits from the DEC. You know, their goal is to be able to get, you know, government agencies, other folks in between to take certain steps, take certain actions, you know? So, for example, you know, they'll probably be identifying certain types of pollution, certain types of runoff, and then kind of coming to those municipalities and saying, you've got the following problems. And we've tested, the water, you know, and, you know, that's where Mr. Neil Batez, or Dr. Neil Batez, is actually doing water testing, water quality. Yeah, like an hour.
Ben?
How does this coincide with the Hudson River Watershed project that they've been doing in the Walkill already, at least in areas where, you know, the non-point source makes it to the Hudson.
They're actually working with, actually, Emily Vale, who works over at DEC, is actually a part of this organization. So they actually are working with DEC.
I have one more question. On the budget, there's one that, you know, says one mailing to all super voters in the watershed. Why would we be mailing voters and not residents? That seems like it's a problem.
I don't have an answer for that.
Okay. I'm just curious. I just read it, and I'm like, that's really all super voters?
I'm assuming it's probably just cutting down costs.
Yeah.
That's all it basically becomes. So.
And talking about the budget, Hector, just I'm looking at this quickly here.
Sure.
T-shirts, $6,450 for T-shirts.
Mr. Chair, I did not cost out these T-shirts personally, so I won't get into that. That said, and maybe I'll go have a conversation with Jason about that one. But that said, if you want to make a rider onto this amendment that you will not be paid for any T-shirts, I will not oppose you in that in any way.
We can put that in the comments.
Yeah. We can.
That's only for services.
Just my question to follow: so will you be getting a full accounting of the expenditures?
Yes. And on top of that,
what would happen if we funded? They would need to have a contractual between the county and us.
I have a respect for
also
a budget. Science.
And you know, at the end of the year, demonstrate what they have spent. I hope they do. Yes, Hector.
Okay. And just to be clear, you know, they've also been doing, like, you know, they've actually been kind of putting together like monthly reports as well, just to its membership. So if you want, I can also make sure that we get those. Mm-hmm. All right.
John, TJ.
Yeah. Just might mention that our council, Chris Ragucci, has been working for the last 4, 5, or 6 months on putting together an intermunicipal resolution, a sort of resolution for intermunicipal agreements to be concerned with, in particular, the recreation and hazardous concerns in not only the Upper Sulphurs, the Lower East Sulphurs, the Rondout, and the Walkill. And he was pretty well prepared to, I think, introduce that in January or February.
TJ?
Part of the expenditures, if I'm reading it properly, are for the Orange County chapter. They have $6,400 in T-shirts as well. That's the C. The C component is the Orange County chapter or organization. And then you have D, which is outreach, which also essentially duplicates C. So, are we doing it twice, or part of the expenditures is this in Orange County as well?
Yeah, that's the way.
Hector,
the organization, to the best of my again, I'm not going to go and speak to what they've actually got here. Although I will say, they are in both counties. This could also have just been he grasped the same one that he did for Orange County and dumped into Ulster as well. But that said, they actually are approaching both counties. I know that Orange County right now has been providing them with support out of their planning office, and I think they're actually looking at potentially providing them with some C funding as well.
that's roughly $9,000 difference in expenditures.
Well, on the budget line, they have municipal members, three donations at $1,000 apiece. And basically they're asking us for $4,000, correct?
$5,000
total is the request.
All right, any other questions? Don? I hear what we're saying, but I'm not sure. I want to talk about TJ's idea here. Section C, is all of that money going into Orange County? Because we go, then we end C and we go into D. We got brochures in one and brochures in the other. And the other one, the D is New Paltz. So are we paying for Orange County and C and the same things for New Paltz and D?
No, it says prices per PDQ printing New Paltz.
It's using PDQ, not.
He was just giving it
going to New Paltz.
I think what Don is saying is if you look at C and D are the same. One just says Orange County and one does not. So the overall
well, they're exact numbers, you're right. Yeah.
So the overall expenditures are roughly $8,500 to $9,000less. But, so.
All right, Hector, I would make a recommendation or a motion to, I see, like I said before, there's three donations for $1,000 apiece from municipality members. I would put up for an amendment to donate $1,000. So we put it in contingency until we get some answers to some of these questions that
are
unanswered.
That's fine.
So,
second.
To clarify, is that a $1,000 membership fee with $4,000 staying in contingency?
No, $1,000.
The $1,000 membership fee in contingency.
Right.
All right.
All right. Providing we get all the necessary information we need and we accept it, actually, before we issue the money, comes back to Ways and Means to approve it.
No problem.
All right.
All right.
Is that a second? Any other discussion on that? James?
No.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody against? All right. Next. Amendment to Sheriff's Office. This was an IT position regarding they had a half-time position. The sheriff was here to elaborate on why he needed a full-time position. I spoke to Bert and to Mr. Sudlow regarding all that. They asked the IT if there could be some additional time appropriated to the Sheriff's Department. Unfortunately, that cannot be done. The sheriff is going to be doing many more projects this upcoming year, so I would make a recommendation to move it to a full-time position.
Second.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Next, cyber tip system. This is $2,000 for the funding of cyber tip.
It was
two.
Two?
$2,000, right, yes.
I'd move it.
You second. Move.
Oh, hey.
Second? You got a second?
Yeah, right here.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Amendment four. Family of Woodstock, supervised visitation. That's an additional $5,000. I think everyone has a letter from Family of Woodstock demonstrating why they needed it, correct?
It's in the packet.
It's in the packet. Moved by who?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Next, Mid-Hudson Arts, Performing Arts, going from $62,000
to
$68,000.
I'll move it.
You will move it.
Second.
Discussion. No discussion?
It has to be $6,000. We can't do lower than that.
You could lower it down if you like.
Well, it gets split up a lot of ways, right?
Many ways, yes.
So it's,
they do a great job with your money.
You're really dealing with six or seven different organizations. And some of them generate money. The money that you spend winds up generating more money than what we spend. And we've proven that numerous times, particularly in the arts. People come in and sales taxes and things, just restaurants, the whole to-do. So say, okay, you can't have 1,000, we'll give you 750. Kind of really.
It was over one or two organizations that one you're talking about more than something.
Why we have a meeting?
Just to let the committee know, we did increase the 5,000 in the budget process.
What was that?
We increased it 5,000 in the budget process, so that $62,000 you see on this amendment was increased from 57 last year. Just let the committee know that.
So in essence, it's 11,000.
Correct.
Want to make an amendment? Mary Beth, want to make an amendment?
I don't have the paper, and I don't know where the paper is with the breakdown, so I wouldn't be able to say an amount.
Carl?
Chairman, I think that arts are important to Ulster County. Legislator Gregoria said, it brings in tax dollars, but maybe we could just take that $6,000 and make it $3,000.
I'll second that.
Second that? Well, we have a motion. For the first one,
I'll withdraw my.
Withdraw? Okay, thank you. And who second the first one? Jim? Want to withdraw that too? All right, so we have an amendment before us that's going from $62,000 to $65,000. A $3,000 net change.
The amendment has to be voted on.
Right, I understand that, but that's we're making clear what we're doing here. All right?
Okay.
Any discussion on that? If not, roll call. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? Okay, next, amendment number 6, which is Walker Valley Burn Tower panels. It's an increase of $10,000 to purchase the burn panels. My understanding was there were some questions about the legality of doing something. Let's make a motion first.
I'll move it.
Second. Ken?
Thanks, Chairman. It's worked out pretty well for the Walker Valley Fire District and the rest of the fire departments that train there. I spoke to Legislator Gregorius and B. Hivranik about this. There needs to be a contract with Walker Valley for the next year, and we're going to make sure that happens. And actually, B. informed me that all these organizations that we've been contracting with really need to have contracts, and not all of them have. So I'm going to work in the next few months to... with our council and with B to make sure that we have contracts for them all.
Any other discussion?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I just a question that if we have to have contracts for all, if you want to call them contract agencies or whatever, why do we have to have a resolution for them if they're under $50,000?
I don't believe that we do need to. If they're under $50,000.
Uh-huh. Well, we don't, but I would prefer that we do.
If you go through the legislature, you get the resolution to the body contract. They were in a department.
Well, okay. Just to give you an example of a contract that never passed the legislature.
Hold on, please. Carl has the floor.
Okay. Contract that was never voted on in the legislature, but... we have a contract with them, and that's for the video and audio of our monthly meeting. We've never had a resolution to expend that money, yet we have a contract. So now you want everybody to have contracts and still no resolutions. I don't get it. How does that work?
It's approved by the legislature. It's in the budget process.
I mean, it's under... contract's under $50,000, so there was no...
Yeah, but it's in the budget process. You approve the budget, so automatically approving that particular...
The legislature made that agreement and contract with... What is the name of the company?
Ellenbogen.
So it's a gray area. I mean, if you're going to require everybody to have a contract, then I don't want to debate this now because we don't require that right now. But I'm just saying... It's kind of it's a little gray area there. There's money that we expend that we don't vote on, and rightly so. It's under $50,000, yet we are demanding a contract for all of those.
So who's going to approve it, Carl?
Well,
who would approve it though? You got $10,000 here. You don't vote on it. Who's going to approve the $10,000?
Well, who approved the Ellenbogen contract?
Who unveiled the Ellenbogen contract?
Well, it's under $10,000. There's no resolution.
It's under $50,000.
I'm sorry, under $50,000.
Unless it's an aggregate amount.
Right.
Mark, you want to comment?
Yeah, I mean, that process, because it's not signed by the chair, it's signed by me, so it's like a normal contract process under 50, and it doesn't have a resolution for Ellen Bogan. It had an RFP. And so that these would be similar unless they were intermunicipal agreements, in which case then they would need a resolution. But if it's just a regular vendor, then they wouldn't.
Answer everybody's question.
So we don't need contracts.
By the act of appropriating and then voting on the budget, you are in fact right. That actually is actually a piece of legislation. Right. It actually has a resolution number.
Correct.
So
well,
you're
authorizing the money.
What's that?
We're authorizing the money.
Right.
Okay.
Well,
I think the thing is you're having resolutions because there weren't contracts.
Exactly.
So as long as you have all contracts, then it's going to be, it's like, you know.
Well, I think in the future we would like to have contracts between us and outside agencies. So it's much clearer what they're doing, how they're doing, how they're expending the money. We have a little more control over it. Don?
There becomes differences too, where you're getting a product, you're getting a service.
Thank you.
And who's evaluating that service as it goes along? And one of the things that we talked about, it could even be private property doing something, so that you have to have a contract in order to get away from the gift part of it all. Like giving somebody a gift, you can't do that. So by having the contract, you avoid that. There are certain things that they're going to provide, certain things that we're going to provide, and it's understood, so it's okay. And I think that's the way we got around some of this stuff. Just in order to, so if somebody comes in audits, they don't find that we're not doing the right thing. So I don't think it's black and white on each. There may be different things that apply to certain people that you're doing business with and what you're getting from, and then there are others that are different. So I think if you go through a contract and they fulfill the terms of the contract, and you fulfill the terms of the contract with the money, then I think you're fine. Other situations may be different.
Okay. All right, any other questions? No comments? No. Amendment number 6. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And that's providing that we get contracts, correct? All right, amendment number 7.
Gotta watch it.
Walker Valley, Chicago.
Yes. This is raises for the legislative part of the budget.
Second.
Moved by Mary Beth, second by TJ. Discussion. No discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against?
Here.
Mr. Parody. Resolution, or amendment number 8. This is awareness funds. Increased from $10,000 to $20,000. Moved by.
I'll move it.
Second. No second.
I'll second for discussion.
All right. Discussion. I have a letter here regarding this particular agency, if that's what you want to call it, or whatever you want to call it, that I would recommend that we put this money into contingency, and when it's resolved, we would fund it at
$10,000. Well, I was
going to
ask if we could lower it. I mean, we didn't give the arts all their money.
Well, that's what they asked. $10,000.
Original dollars.
Oh. So it's 10, not 20.
That's correct.
So then
why would you want to lower it?
Why?
Well, you said that you have a letter, and then you're going to put money in contingency,
right?
And then let's lower it $10,000.
No.
How does all that?
Well, first of all, there was an amendment to put it in, increase $10,000.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is put it back to the original amount, which was $10,000. If it was, it's found that it was able to be operable through the state. That's what I'm saying.
Is that an amendment?
It is.
It could, yes. It is amendment to the amendment number 4.
So you'll need a first and second?
Yeah.
So what is that? The amendment is saying just keep it at the original.
The amendment saying to put it back to the original amount that was in the budget, which was $10,000, and that we would put this money in contingency until we find out the address of this particular letter that's before us, or not before, it's before the legislative body and the county exec's office.
So if we approve the amendment, we would be giving them $10,000, but it would go in contingency.
Right, until
until the issues are resolved.
But they're not
going to
get the increase.
That's
not true. I'll withdraw my second. Then.
You would have to vote down the current amendment and then approve the new amendment he brought forward to move the funds into contingency until later.
What do you do? I'll unwithdraw.
So what we need an amendment to what?
In order to move the $10,000 into contingency, the current amendment proposed amendment 8 would have to be voted down, and then the amendment you have brought forth would have to be approved.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll make that amendment. Second.
Second.
Discussion on the amendment, Carl.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, do you understand why we're doing this? Or do you understand why the chairman's making this budget amendment and that legislator Maloney is seconding it? I'd like to know a reason. What's the reason? Yeah, what's the reason?
What reason are you referring to?
I don't know. I'm telling you, what's the letter?
What's the letter?
What's the letter?
Mr. Chairman, can we get a copy of that letter, please?
Well, the letter to Marie Schultes.
How many copies have
you? You got copies?
I have a few.
How many do you have here?
I have no idea.
From her?
I know my 10.
It's from the Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, it's from Oasis.
This letter was mailed to the county executive office, is that correct?
Did they ask her to cease and desist? So pretty strong.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes?
Well, I'd like just to remind the committee that there's no pending lawsuit against awareness. And from my understanding, the lawyers for awareness have responded to the cease and desist order. So in my mind, it shouldn't make any difference at this point. What I'd like to do is to give her the extra $10,000, put it into contingency when this thing gets cleared up, release the funds.
I respect him for trying.
Carl, we are funding this if everything is kosher regarding her and the state. All right. We are not saying that we're not doing this. We are doing this. We are putting contingency until it's resolved. Once it's resolved, we will release the monies of $10,000 to her.
But I'm asking.
I know you're asking. You put the amendment in. You increased from $10,000 to $20,000.
Yes.
Okay.
That's right.
I totally understand. I think everybody understands what you did.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Don't we have a first and second on your amendment?
I thought TJ seconded it.
Second,
right? Defeat the motion on the floor.
So do we have to deal with the amendment before we go someplace else?
I know what you're doing. Can't you just.
What are you referring to?
We have to vote on
the amendment. Yeah.
The one Carl brought forward.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
What we have to do is we have to vote on the amendment that's on the floor already, because the amendment on the floor increases it to $10,000. And
no,
then after
$20,000.
I'm sorry, increase it $10,000 to $20,000. And then after that is either passed or defeated, then there can be a amendment made to move the $10,000 or $20,000, however much comes out in the amendment, into contingency. It's got to be two separate amendments.
We made amendments on other amendments earlier today.
If you amended this to put it back down to the regular 10, it would no longer be an amendment. It would just be what was budgeted.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then you're in the budget already at 10.
Right. So you just have to vote on the $10,000.
We have to vote on the amendments before us, which is increases from $10,000 to $20,000.
Correct.
All right.
I'll second it.
All right. Second. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
What did you just do?
To increase
all in favor of increase from 10 to 20.
I thought we weren't doing that.
We are not, but you're going
to
say yes or no.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry.
All right, so who's yes? One yes? Everybody else no? Correct? Everybody else no? Say no. You're saying no.
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 Wait a minute.
Why is this so difficult?
No, I'm good.
I'm a yes.
Okay, you're a yes. You got two yes.
To increase.
Understand, you're an increase.
All the no's, raise your hand.
That's right.
All right, I'll move on this committee.
Wait, no.
Okay. Well, we have to take, record the vote first.
It's
got it?
2-5. Yeah.
Defeated. All right. So, you're gonna
and I'll move to take the 10,000, put in contingency to be released upon satisfaction of the information from Oasis, where she's been asked, the aware department has been asked to cease investigation.
Second. All right. Any discussion? Mm-hmm. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Now this is going into contingency.
In contingency until it's resolved. Yeah. All in favor, say aye. TJ.
Yes.
Who else? Jim. Carl.
No.
Yes.
Mary Beth. Myself.
Yes.
John, what are you, John?
Yes.
Yes. Tracy?
Can we ask to be kept in the loop? I mean, we as the body as a whole, since this is something that we have funded in the past, I'd like to just be kept abreast. I mean, Carl referred to awareness's attorneys responding, and until today I didn't even know that this had happened. I realize it's pretty recent. It's November 17th, but still it's been out there for a couple weeks, and I have no...
has gotten the response. They just don't want to show it to you. You don't have their response. I mean, you've got the Oasis letter.
Well, I'm sure we can get it directly. We don't need to go through the
detective. Can we have a
good
response?
The commissioner of mental health. It's copied on a list.
Okay. Do we have a response from them?
So does the legislator of affiliate.
So if you have a response, why don't you say it? Why are you playing these games? If you have a response, you have a response?
I've copied on the response.
So you have a response?
Yes, I told you that the lawyer... What am I playing a game? I told you in the beginning, the lawyer had given them the response.
This was voted on, done with, it's over with. Yes, we will be notified.
I don't want to be the only one in the room not with the response, but apparently I don't have one either.
Can you make sure that the legislative arm of the government has a response to this?
I'm also sensitive. I don't want to...
Guys.
This is a very personal matter that organization is having with the state. I don't want to, broadly distribute these documents to the detriment of this organization. So.
Well, evidently, everybody wants it to be distributed, so distribute them.
You might as well, if you're distributing the documents from Oasis, you might as well distribute the response. We're all getting
it. I'm going to distribute this document.
Yes.
All right, hold on. One at a time, please. Don?
I don't agree with that logic. From the executive's office trying to protect whatever he's trying to protect and do, you're part of our legislature together. You have information that I think that we should all have because you have it. You're part of the legislature. He's not.
First of all, I'm not a lawyer, and we are not lawyers. She's the only lawyer here. No one should be making a decision on this organization until a lawsuit is filed or it's cleared up.
Well, hold on, Carl. We made a decision that we would fund that organization, providing that we would feel comfortable with the responses that are going back and forth.
That's what you said.
Okay, so we're not saying that we're not funding it. We are funding it. It might be delayed a little while until everything is resolved. Okay?
But I'm not the organization. Also,
no one's saying it. If you have a copy and we have a copy, present it to us.
Of course I got a copy. But before today, I didn't know that you had a copy of the Oasis letter.
I got it this afternoon.
Okay, well...
I knew about it. Someone called me up and told me about it.
No one told me about it.
You knew about it. You had the letter at our caucus the other night we talked about.
Okay, but it's... We're settled.
We're settled. It's over and done with. We need to vote it on. Next one.
Eating disorder.
Amendment number 9. Move.
I'll move.
Second?
I'll second.
Discussion?
Rich gets you one, three bowls of Richie's macaroni.
We're going to run around the building.
For this macaroni, that's
okay.
It's a great organization, and they do great things. So I think that we should. We should increase the funding.
And if I may,
they do appear before the legislature and give us follow-ups and stuff like that. So they really do a nice job.
No other discussion. I would feel more comfortable we reduce the amount, but to create the harmony in the room, if the majority goes along with the consider it. All right.
I'd like to leave it where it is.
Okay. Just for you, James.
Thank you, Rich.
Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Number 10. This is legal services coming out of contingency for, which one is this?
Elder legal services.
Elder legal services.
Elder care.
Okay. This was discussed. We had an agency that came before us regarding that they would like to perform the legal representation of the of that particular thing. We have a couple ways we can go here. Number one, we can fund it. First of all, we can fund it at the $100,000 level, or we can reduce it. We can bring it into to our Office of Aging and do it through the attorney there. Or we can go out to a bid process to see an RFP to see exactly what we can what kind of prices, what kind of structure, and I would suggest strongly that we would do this through the county attorney's office to monitor what cases are being looked at and at what cost, and they would report through the county attorney's office regarding all the costs that were involved. Mary Beth?
I would ask, what would be the procedure or the way if we did it through the Office of the Aging?
We would just fund it through Office of Aging.
No,
give them more
are
money.
We still doing a dollar amount, though?
We would do a dollar amount, correct, yes.
Well, I'm not for $100,000 by any means.
Okay, let's break it down. Let's
is it moved?
No.
Is it moved?
No.
We should have somebody move and second the amendment for discussion.
All right, we're moving it. Mary
I'll
Beth,
move it
second.
For discussion.
Don, for discussion. For discussion. All right, on discussion of this. Kent?
You know, just to follow up on Legislator Mayo's question, the Office for the Aging, it would be put a dollar amount would be put in the Office for the Aging budget for outside legal services or, you know, for an outside legal counsel to be hired by Office for the Aging, I would imagine.
Well, you could do that or you could do it internally through the attorney's office.
Can I ask them, please, what the procedure is?
We currently fund legal services for seniors through the Office for the Aging. If you were to put those dollars here, we would then expand the services. We do it through contract with the local attorneys.
But in your opinion, exactly not the opinion that the woman was stood up here with, is it needed?
There's always a need for services.
You could have spent $500,000 and still need more. I'm not serious.
Okay, and then my second part of that question is, then if we're putting money in there, are you hiring a person so that it has to be enough for salaries?
No. We do contract with local attorneys.
Okay, so whatever the money is, then we will work with that amount of money.
We would either add hours to existing attorneys or additional attorneys.
Okay, gotcha.
Don?
Justin, how that works, and it's an interesting idea. You set up a fee, how do you get the attorney for whatever I said?
It's a very small program right now, so it's not a lot of dollars. I get both amounts, but we have limited hours available on contract, and teenagers that come in for assistance will set up an appointment for them.
But in terms of the pricing of the attorney's fee, how do you set them in the bid? How does that happen?
It's a negotiated rate.
Billable hours, like any attorney's fees.
But then it goes to a bid, or is it? You say what?
It's a professional service. You don't need to.
And it's very, very small.
Yeah, it's small.
Okay.
It's
not. Okay.
James,
just a question, clarification. If the money is allocated to Office of Aging, will then still the same requirements? Because if it goes to the Office of Legal Services, it's my understanding that the customer's income has to be below a certain limit, almost to a poverty level before they get involved. Would that be the same case with
the office? There are, again, I can't quote them here, but there are standards and
similar
need-based services.
Yeah.
John?
We don't do free attorney service.
If I understand you correctly, you had three different potential scenarios. Mm-hmm. And that interests me greatly because I think we should be doing this with a lot of our attorneys, farming it out and seeing what it would really cost. But I don't have a lot of support for that, but suddenly there's these different scenarios which indicate there is a problem with the elderly being properly serviced that hasn't been taken care of. The elderly, and we're getting older and older in this county daily, and they have some real problems as they get older and their income is reduced. I think it's a great idea to go out and find out what it costs, but not just for one particular job. I think these folks may have made an idle threat that they might move out if they don't get some funding from the county. I mean, that's not a good economic development choice either, but I think this is a good idea.
What's a good idea?
Fund them for 100.
What's their budget line?
In terms of the legal services that we have in this budget, I don't have a line specifically designated towards that.
Okay. Are we going to do a bidding process, or do you want me just to start with an amount?
Oh, okay. I mean, but we don't know being what OFA's line is?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it mixed into the other fees for professional services?
It is, but it's...
We're very, very... Again, we provide this service on a minimal, as much as we... Additional dollars enhance the service greatly.
Mr. Chairman, I say $10,000.
For what?
Right. Yeah.
Change it to $10,000.
Oh, instead of $100?
Yeah. If somebody wants a second
hat.
$10,000. Put it in the office.
Mary Beth, would you consider a little bit more? Because $10,000 not going to do too much. Right, Erica?
What?
$10,000 not going to do too much.
Not even at $125 an hour.
I mean, it's may I make a recommendation for this amendment into the next amendment, which is amendment which one? 10 and 11. We want $100,000 increased on each of them, or put into the budget on each of them. One is for domestic violence. The other one basically is for seniors. I would suggest that we combine, put $25,000 in each one, put it in contingency, and look at alternative ways how to fund it come January 1st.
25 in each?
25 in each, yes.
One quarter of the request.
Correct. Don?
I think it's a little slim.
A little what?
Slim.
Well, there's slim. Nothing to justify the $100,000.
What? If you've got people that need the service, and apparently from what we've been talking about, there is, and it's a question of how to do it, not if we should do it, and what number should we do it. So I guess it's just a matter of what your preference is, but certainly as you were saying, if you've got $500,000, you need more.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want.
Buy your way out.
They can do whatever they want.
But 25 seems, if you're going to get the Office for the Aging or somebody else involved, it's not a lot.
Well, do we fund this? We fund some of this now in the budget the way it is right now without this addition, correct?
If you give me 5 minutes, I'll get an answer real quick on how much is in.
Yes. Do it 5 minutes.
Okay. Yes.
DJ, and then Ken.
Are you going to film me?
Hold on. The architect.
I would think that we have the Office of the Aging, and B, I think that domestic violence and the work that Family of Woodstock does, we've got entities that are already out there, already producing a product, if you will. I think to reinvent that with this particular legal service is kind of silly. I'd rather see us put the money, where it's already being utilized and already more aware and they know to go. There's always more call. I'm sure there's plenty of private attorneys that are doing legal work for domestic violence victims and the elderly. And as more and more things become available for free or at a reduced rate, that's when we find these increased numbers. So I'd rather put it in an area that's already doing this, that we know they have a proven track record, as opposed to an outside agency that is doing whatever. I think Office of the Aging does a great job, and I'm not saying family has to do it, but the family of Woodstock, you know, you give Michael Berg a dollar, and, you know, he generates like 100 out of it. I mean, they do great work. So I'd rather see it in entities that we're already funding and already have already proven themselves to be
done.
Ken?
What?
Mr. Ryder's over here.
Yeah, Ken first then.
Thanks. I wanted to ask a quick question. I know we were talking, and I might have missed something. The $25,000 that you were suggesting for the second one, for the domestic violence legal services, where would we allocate that in the social services or
crime victims?
Now, I mean, my question is, and maybe this is a little naive that I don't 100% know this, but what kind of legal services would we be giving them? Separation agreements or orders of protection, or, you know, for victims of domestic violence? I guess I don't understand 100% what the funding would be used for. Those sort of things, Bob.
As was presented by Hudson Valley Legal Services, they would represent victims of domestic violence in family court relative to, as you said, orders of protection, but most importantly, custody, visitation, and scenarios like that, where, as I think I heard her present, that oftentimes victims don't want to go to family court without counsel and seek to have a counsel assigned when they're there. This way they would have counsel
prior to
connected at crime victims and be able to support them in the family court system when they have to face the perpetrator.
Now, with assigned counsel, we put the bill on that too, right?
Correct, if they got there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Bert, you have a number?
Mr. Chairman, there's $35,000 in aging for legal services.
Already.
And how much is into crime victims or family?
I'm
going to
give
them
20.
You get 4 minutes.
Does that make any sense?
All right, Carl.
So my understanding, we're discussing both amendments right now.
Well, I suggested that we do it so it's a little more overall how we're doing it.
Well, if everybody seems fine with the Office of the Aging handling the senior issues, why don't I'd like to propose 25 for Amendment 10 and 75 for Amendment 11. Because right, I think that the victims of domestic violence, a lot of the victims don't have the money, they don't have the resources to fight their spouses, to fight their abused situation. Therefore, they're economically subjugated. Allowing a pro bono lawyer to advocate for them, I think, would only help victims face what their danger is and bring justice to the whole situation.
So where would you put the 75?
The 75 in the Second Amendment.
Yeah, but what are you talking about? The
crime
victim
assistance?
And crime
No. To the legal services, the Hudson Valley.
Right.
Just to take it down to 75.
Mm-hmm.
Put 25 in for amendment number 10.
So their budget line is, he said 35, and you're going to give them 25 on top of that. So you're going to double their line.
Yeah, well, doubling would be 35.
Right now, they're just having a conversation.
Come on.
There's no second
line.
Go ahead.
So
I would say 15. Really?
In July, the New York State Comptroller came out with a report. It was an audit on Rockland County DSS. And what they said is that contract agencies and budget amendments are part of the county's budgeting and therefore part of the procurement process. So my suggestion would be, instead of, you know, if you're going to set aside an amount that large that's would really be an RFP amount, $75,000, that you set it aside to a certain department, they do an RFP, and then we go from there as opposed to just giving $75,000 to one organization.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, I was just going to bring this up. I was given this when I walked in tonight. This was a Rockland County Department of Social Services regarding an audit done by the State Comptroller's Office, and they did cite Rockland County regarding not so much the DSS department, but the DSS department, applaud the county legislator for basically saying exactly what they circumvented the system and just went out and said, okay, we're going to hire ABC without going through a whole process of stating what they're doing, how they're doing it, and going out to competitive bidding. So just keep that in mind when we do the things. Ken?
I'm not on the committee. I thank you for allowing me to speak.
When was the last time you spoke?
Yeah. That's why
you
know that.
See? I know.
That's why you came, you know?
I left money underneath the plates. It's fine. I would be comfortable with the 75-25, provided the 75 goes to the Crime Victims Assistance in order to help the folks who need the help regarding domestic violence.
And the 25 to
the Office for the Aging.
I'd second it.
Well, I can't make that motion because I'm not on the committee.
I'll first it.
What did you say?
It requires.
Hold on, time out. Before we do, Jim?
Just so I'm clear, $100,000 is all going to go to Office for the Aging.
No.
No.
$25,000 to Office for the Aging and $75,000 to the Crime Victims Assistance Program.
Who would administer that? Crime Victims is through probation.
Next year.
It's all going to be
within the county.
So I'll do that.
I'll move that.
I'll second it.
Okay. Well, first of all, we're gonna make a motion to rescind amendment number.
Well, what you can do it.
You can amend it to go where.
If you guys want to amend amendment 10 to make it so the account line is different and the amount's now $25,000, and then approve that whole amendment, you can do that one way and do the same thing for the next one.
DJ, so, you want to do that?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Yeah, we need
second.
A second.
You need a second. Right back.
All right. I'm not seconding.
Nope, she's not
seconding. Who seconds it?
Jim.
Yes. You guys consider a little bit less than the second line.
Well, that's for the first one for 25.
Well, not actually the second amendment, which was number 11.
Less than 75.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can't do them as a joint thing. You have to do
it. I understand that you're going to do in 10 and 11. But
no,
number 10, okay. Is everybody agree upon number 10? Is it just do number 10 first? Okay. $25,000.
I'd like to say 15.
Okay, well, let them first make it.
They did.
That
would be
16, 16, 16.
Please.
The money would go to the Office of the Aging or Elderly Services.
All right, and I would like to see our attorney staff, county attorney staff, oversee and direct how the money is being spent. No matter what we do, how we do it.
Okay, so now that we need.
You need a second for $25,000 go to Office of Aging.
Jim's got it, right? So anybody wants a second?
All right,
second
so Mary
line?
Beth, you want to make an amendment to that?
I would like it to be at 15. They're at $35,000. I think 15 is a nice start.
Second?
Okay.
I will second it for you, Mary Beth.
Thank you.
All right, so would you willing to go down to...
It's fine.
All right, so there's an amendment on the floor for $15,000 increase to fund Office of Aging for additional help for seniors.
Legal services,
yes. All right, any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against? No? Okay. Resolution number 11.
Well, you still have to... That was to amend Amendment 10. Now you have to approve Amendment 10.
Okay. Now we have to approve Amendment 10 as a net of increase of $15,000. DJ, make that amendment. Second. Don. Jim. Discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. TJ, Amendment number 11.
You
make an amendment to reduce it.
It would be $50,000. Administered by Crime Victims Fund, which is overseen by probation.
Right. How much?
$50,000.
Second. Mary Beth.
I'm good with that.
You're good with that?
I am good
You're
with
sure?
that.
You sure?
Well, no, I shouldn't say that. What's their line? Sorry. The words coming out of my mouth. What's their line? I want to know what their budget line is.
Zero.
That's why it says it there. Okay, that's what I thought.
That would put them both at an equal $50,000.
Gives them both 50.
Yeah, that's a good point, Don.
I second that.
That's why I came up.
No, you can't.
What happened?
There's both going to be 15,000.
All right, there's a motion on second.
35 plus our 15, and then 15.
No other discussion?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right, so we have to go back and rescind?
No, you have to vote now on the amendment to the amendment.
Right. Yeah, we need to vote on the amendment first. All in favor? On the amendment.
Aye.
Anybody against?
So.
All right, on the vote on the amendment that's amended to be 50,000.
Correct.
Moved?
Aye.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye?
Aye.
Okay. Number 12,
Whew.
Conservation. This is,
I can explain it, Mr. Chairman.
No, I can explain it, Phil.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Is this what we need to do back home and get rid of the wetland?
No.
To clean up a very
difficult...
All right,
yeah, that's right. Clean up up in the...
Is that concerning you?
John, you want to explain what it is?
Figure it out.
Well, as you may remember, this past summer, a little girl was killed up in the upper East Oakland. She's been third, fourth, fifth, sixth person over the last 10 or 15 years, in particular, have died in these type of situations where there was debris and the water swept them under the... They're insurvivable accidents. The governor's people sent the National Guard or whoever down to lift the debris out of the creek. It's in a position on the edge of the creek where the next one, two, or five heavy rains, swollen creek will wash it right back in. We'll have the same potential situation again. I had a meeting with the DEC. I had a meeting with Soil and Water. They reviewed the thing. We were up there. They figured that for around $20,000, they could get it out of there. In particular, chipping it up and then reseeding the area, not destroying any good trees. I have a feeling up in that neck of the woods, which relies a lot on tourism, on recreation, that the stream is getting a bad name for being hazardous. I mean, it was even mentioned in the press that the city of New York was releasing at the time some water through the portal, which they do for their own needs to feed the folks in the city, but they also do it on occasion to support recreation, like water racing, rafting, etc. So I met with Capella. They have permits, the legal authority. It is DEC property, and they can be on it and remove it. Nobody else has stepped forward to take it out. So we've gone this far, and this would be in contingency to be used to what degree is necessary.
Let's make a motion first so we can
move.
Second?
Second.
Okay.
John? Last time we talked about this, there was thought that maybe the County Highway Department could somehow get involved in it. Did that occur?
Well, it's not Highway Department property. I don't know if they have the permits to get in there or not, but the Soil and Water folks working with the DEC people do. The fact of the matter is, it's there. Anybody could have removed it if they wanted to, if they had the capability or the manpower or the cash.
Don, that was asked. I did ask Commissioner Sudlow regarding that particular question.
That's why I raised the question. Right. We talked about it last
time. Mr. Sudlow, you want to just respond to that, please?
Yes. The chairman introduced that since then based upon conversation with the chair of this committee. I did follow up with the situation that Chairman Parity has discussed, and I did provide the chair of this committee with a couple of pictures that verified exactly what he said. I think what we're facing right now is, it is, as you said, DEC property. However, DEC has so far no inclination to deal with what is there at the moment. And there is that real possibility, as there is all along the creek, of either material going into water or strainers, is what this is being established with any kind of a runoff. I did reach out to through the Department of the Environment to Gary Capella, asking for the specifics of what his plan was, and we did that right after the last meeting. We finally got an answer nearly by noon time today. Since to that point, I have not seen any budget presented at the So where we stand as of right now, it's a DEC site to maintain, as Chairman Parity said, and to monitor, yet they have not done this. By them pulling the material out, they solved the strainer issue, did not solve a future issue. In fact, the strainer armored the embankment to some extent, so now we've lost 75 feet of embankment. So we are creating another hazard. We asked Shokan Street Management, funded by the DEP. They are interested in getting that material out of there. They don't want it back in the water, and they want to deal with the embankment, but they're not so much inclined to pay for anything because it's a DEC responsibility. DPW does have chippers, which Mr. Capella was not aware about, that can handle and chip up to materials of 14 inches in diameter, which would alleviate the majority of the problem. However, stumps would still remain, and a stump grinder is needed to finish the job. The seating is non-consequential. So as we sit tonight, we are looking for a partner to provide us either with a stump grinder that we could use free of charge, or to pay for a stump grinder. That's where it stands right now. DPW has a capability, and basically we'll work to get site approval from DEC to go on there. I think that may be the better way to go. Soil and Water's plan was to basically get a private contractor to do it. I don't know if the chairman got the same message that I do, but basically they were going to hire somebody to come in and do the work.
I can't hear you.
We think we can do the work in a cheaper fashion, and maybe with DEC and or DEP providing some assistance or access to a stump grinder, we can alleviate the problems once and for all.
Chairman, that's what I'm hoping for. But timing is also an issue in John's right, because it won't blow up at any time. But if we can save the money, I'd rather save the money. So we're that close, and we can make it happen. Great. We've got to get it done.
Can we put it in contingency, and if they need $3,000 for a stump grinder, they got it? This would be in
Well, the thing is, the difference between John and what Bob is saying, at least the way I understood it, that they were going to do it in-house regarding any funding, not anything in contingency or anything else. Basically, John, what you're saying is putting in contingency and have it so as the waters do the work. Is that correct?
I'd like to get it done. And the Soil and Water people said they could do it. This is an investment in tourism, economic development, public safety, et cetera, et cetera. Sure, it'd be nice to get it done ourselves, but it's been a while since it's been there. And we made some contacts. We visited the area with both DEP, DEC, et cetera. It can happen. They estimated it would be $20,000, not me.
Who's that?
Soil and Water and then the other chapter.
They got to get it done over the winter months, or they got to wait for the spring?
I think they plan to do it as soon as we approved it, which would be after the budget's done, after January 1st. That was my impression.
John?
I guess the timing for Bob. The question is, it's got to be done quick.
understand you're just waiting for a chipper of sorts.
We have a chipper.
So what's stopping? You can get in and do it. We have the machinery to do it. What's stopping it?
Well, it's on DEC property.
Are they giving you? Is it a problem?
No, I mean, I think if we didn't move forward because of this resolution to give the money to Soil and Water to do the work.
Well,
okay, just a matter. Let's not get crazy here. It's been sitting there for months. We finally came up with a solution. The DEP could have went up there months ago and done it. But they got a busy schedule. They're doing a good job on the roads, et cetera, et cetera. Could have been done, but it wasn't done. Suddenly you come up with a method to get it done. It's no good.
Well,
what can I tell you?
I don't know when the Department of Public Works was contacted, how long ago or less recently. I don't know.
Everybody in the world knows the highs and lows. Everybody.
We're talking about the taking care of the issue. I haven't heard it before you brought it up. So certainly you didn't get it to me or anybody else I know.
As far as general
knowledge, this is not true. Maybe it's general knowledge there, absolutely. But what I'm trying to find out, are they ready to roll and get it done for less money or significantly less money making it happen immediately? And if that's not the case, then we have to go to occasionally. Okay, it's got to be done fast because we don't need the problem. And if getting done fast, whatever fast means, or in the immediate future, and you're just waiting for a letter or a phone call and you're sure about it, then I don't need to spend the money. But if, in fact, that can't happen, then we have to get it resolved.
Bob, can you get it done by the end of the year?
We can get the chipping done by the end of the year. Mr. Capella didn't know the county had chippers. I think that's the one caveat that I don't think was understood that we had chippers. And quite frankly, nobody had asked us to do anything because it was on DEC property. Strainer was there as chairman.
John, would you
for a decade? Well,
John, would you agree to fund the $20,000 in contingency? Give the DPW time from now until the 1st of January to do it. If not, then you can go out and get Soil and Water to do it. Is that fine?
Sure.
Bob, is that all right with you? You have it done in the next month?
Right. Let's do that.
Okay. All right. Someone put that in the form of a motion?
I will.
Well, actually, it's already in 20. It's already there, right? Correct? We're just going
to
say yes.
It's in contingency, but we're moving it to a different line. What we can do is say we'll keep it in contingency till January 1st. Unless DPW completes it, then we'll move it to that
one. Well, hold on.
We can't hear you.
Okay.
We're not
January 1st is going into, it's going to be in our budget in contingency.
Yeah, fine.
All right.
I got to go inside for 1 second.
You agree to that?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
Good.
All right. January 1st is going to be in contingency budget.
All right.
All right. We don't need it. It's going to be in contingency.
All right.
All right. All right. Everybody agree to that?
Yep.
No, we'll just move on to the other one.
We'll move on to some other ones.
All right.
So you need to vote down the amendment, Mr. Chairman?
Well,
we really don't because the amendment's already there for $20,000. You're putting in contingency.
Are we having a deadline where it's coming out of contingency and getting moved into the other account?
No, not right at this moment.
Because
next
then,
year,
if...
Wait, because if we don't need to fund it, then we won't fund
it.
You don't know what you're going to do until the highway department does their work. Or not, they're not doing their work.
So
you don't move it until you have to.
Bert's right, you have to vote it down.
All right, make a motion to vote this down. Don't ask me why, but make a motion. Second? Jim? Jim, second. All right, all in favor to vote it down, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. A new motion to fund it. $20,000 for 2016 budget.
Into contingency.
It's in contingency.
It's in contingency.
All right, in contingency for the purpose of...
For the purpose of this
from whatever that is, figure it out.
Right. And if it's not needed, it's going to stay in contingency.
If it's not needed, it stays in contingency.
Is that Don's motion?
That's Don's motion. Right, Don?
Basically, just put it there. If you don't need it, you don't need it.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, we're going to skip a couple amendments because they're John's. Okay, they're all John's.
So go to 19.
Okay, resolution number 19. This is to take monies.
Narcotics and
which is sucker me into there.
Yeah, they're just state aid money going to the different departments. Bert?
We received a notice from the state. Actually, I got a call from Kristen Carney of Mental Health the day we were in here doing these amendments, so I apologize to the committee that we didn't have this prior, but they were notified by the state of additional state aid. So that's what this is, and it's a pass-through for a contract agency through Mental Health.
All right. Move.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye. Resolution 20, this is the controller's office. It is giving somebody longevity of $1,500.
No, this is 20 is an environment.
No, environment.
We're taking one away.
This is John's, too.
No, that one's yours, but yeah.
No, it's mine.
This is yours. We're taking money away.
What? Okay, we can't deal on this because there's a resolution prior that might delete the whole department.
Right.
All right.
You can do 18.
What's that?
You can do 18.
You can do 18, I'm being told. What's that?
John's.
You did. Oh, 18.
Well, you're holding off on that. I slowed down.
This is John's, too.
Just slowed down.
No, you're right.
Anyway, let's take a 3-minute break.
Yay. Yay.
Yeah.